Too Much Rock podcast number 607. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started with a slow one this week by Grace and Lane. That's a Philadelphia band that was around 98, 99 and released one 7-inch called If the Stars Aren't Enough. And that is the A-side of that 7-inch called Memory Man. It was released on Drive-In Records as the band was about to break up. Its members have popped up in other places, but lead singer Megan Bard continues to work, has worked with some interesting people, and you can find her online. Let's see, I've got music for you this week. I think that's why you're here. Let's play something from Super Crush. This one's called Hey Christine.
My friends Now everything.
to the Too Much Rock podcast. You just heard from Penis, that's P-E-A-N-E-S-S, from Chester in the UK, with the song How I'm Feeling. That's on the band's new album, World Full of Worry, which they self-released on their own Totally Snick Records on May 6th. It's a little poppier affair than their last one, but it's got some really good songwriting on it and a couple of songs that are just bops. Before that, we heard from Extra Arms from Detroit. The song is Vulnerabilities, and that's on the album What Is Even Happening Right Now. That came out June 3rd on Forge Again Records. Just excellent power pop through and through there. And speaking of excellent power pop, we started that set off with Super Crush and the song Hey Christine. That's on the Melody Maker EP that came out also on June 3rd. That's self-released on the band's own KR Records. The band's based out of Seattle, but they tour a lot, and they're coming through Kansas City soon, so hopefully they're coming through your neck of the woods. They're just a delight to see. All right, this next set here is a scientific experiment. We're going to start with Dinosaur Jr. and the song In a Jar.
I'll be grazing by your window. Please come pat me on the head. Just want to find out what you're nice to me for. When I look up, don't think I don't know about all the scabs you dread. It's hard to stomach the gore.
All right, so that experiment. We just heard from Butthole Surfers with the song Human Cannonball. That's on the band's album Locust Abortion Technician that came out in 1987 on Touch and Go. And that's a record that I picked up probably in 87, maybe in 88, and just did not get it all at the time. That San Antonio band was just too much of everything for me. And so I decided I needed to give that one another one listen to see if there was something in there that that I really enjoyed. And that song there, Human Cannonball, the most straightforward on the album, is the one that I enjoy the most. So maybe I'm still not a fan of the Butthole Surfers. And then before that, also from 1987, Dinosaur Jr. with In a Jar. That's on the band's second album, You're Living All Over Me, that came out on SST Records, a band based out of Amherst, Mass. Another album that I picked up at the time and just did not get. It was too noisy, didn't enjoy it that much. This one I'll say I have learned to like a little bit more. I saw the Freak Scene documentary a few weeks ago, and then it inspired me to go back and revisit this record because there's some nice little indie rock happening there. And that Jay Maskus guy, I think he's got a future. Anyway, we're out of time now, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 607. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Along with the concert calendar, we've got Brian Wilson in town on the 20th at Starlight. 21st, Jeff Rosenstock is playing the Bottleneck. Bronco is at the Record Bar on the 23rd. Modern English is coming on the 24th to the Record Bar. 25th, Monta at Odds is at the Record Bar. Creepy Jingles are playing the 25th at Club Sandwich, or Bad Ideas are playing a set at Red Sash Brewing. On the 1st, you've got Bright Eyes at the Uptown. Root Beer Richie's at the Replay on the 2nd. Todd Rundgren at the Uptown on the 3rd. Frank Turner at Mills for a matinee that afternoon, and that evening he'll be at Liberty Hall. On the 4th, the Whiffs are playing Club Sandwich for a 4th of July bath. Michael Sarah Palin at Farewell on the 5th. Slut Bomb is playing The Stable on the 6th. I don't even know where that venue is. On the 8th, Via Luna at Record Bar. And on the 9th, Super Crush playing at Greenhouse. I think it's enough for now. Looking at the website, lots of new stuff out there. Photos and videos and thoughts of the Whiffs and the Bobby Lees, of the Lesser Care and New Obsessions, and of the Bob Log III and Rachel Ammon show. So there we go. All right, I can see I'm already running late here, but one more track for you. It's by the band Drotna. That's the project of Andrew McKenna, based out of Belfast in the UK. The song I'm going to play is called Spirit of Midorna. It's on the Fear Gorda and Tales of the Undead release. Just a self-release Bandcamp thing. It's black metal, I guess, but there is so much happening, especially in this song, as we hear bits of power metal, bits of post-rock in there, just clean piano in here, which is kind of a weird thing to hear, and he does it so well. The composition on this one is just fantastic. So even if black metal isn't your thing, put on the headphones, turn it up, give this one a listen. There's some really interesting things happening here. So it is one last track. This is Dratna with Spirit of Midorna.